So started in, and we had about 50 students in band. And of course, coming from a small school in Mackey, where I had to use the 7th and 8th graders, having all high school kids was a big treat for me. And I know my first day that I had heard all kinds of problems that the band director before me had. So my opening statement was, it would be much easier for them to adjust to me than me try to adjust to all of them. And so if anybody couldn't live with that, then they didn't belong in the class, and about 5 guys got up and walked out. But they regretted that because the program, eat your heart out, guys. The band program flourished, and my first concert was a disappointment because nobody came. So I thought, well, if they won't come to me, I'll go to them. So once spring came, we started doing all of our marching downtown. All my practices were downtown, and at that time, you could take the band all the way down in front of the bank. That spring, we had a good turnout for our concert. And just luckily, I got a letter from the Pendleton Roundup people that wanted to know if we would be interested in coming down. And so I wrote back, and without even consulting parents or kids or the school, I told them, yes, we would. So we went down there and put on quite a show, but the hot weather just about killed us. I had them dropping like flies in the parade. It was so hot.
Yeah.
That was from the morning parade, because I had introduced the high steppers that year, and everybody loved to see those girls kick, because there were only 6 of them, because I hadn't a drill team yet. And so they kept yelling, more, 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 and I'd blow that whistle, and away we would go, and by the time we got almost to the end of the parade route, kids were just scared the heck out of me. That was when Leslie Ann, at that time, was not into the PE program, and I don't know who the PE teacher was here, but she was great for conditioning, and I think Leslie Ann was going to a podiatrist at that time. And the one who made it through and played her horn and never batted an eye was Leslie Ann Grove. And did she get a lot of respect out of the kids? And so Lucille Williams was the school, well, she was our nurse for band trips. So she started barking orders. Talk about a top sergeant. We rented motels and put the kids in ice baths in the motels. We had a halftime show to do that night at the Roundup. And we did, and that was also my first experience at chaperoning a group in a gym with boys and girls together, but it was a fun trip. But Monday morning when I came to school, Lee Pangle had cut out all these articles on heat stroke, heat exhaustion, and had them in my box waiting for me when I got there. WSU band day. By now they were psyching out that I could have fun, but I was also strict. And I don't know if I was strict because I was scared to death or not. I don't know. But anyway, I read them the riot act. If they missed that bus, they were going to be in big trouble. And who slept in that morning? Me. And so Lee Pangle called me on the phone and said, you know, you've got a couple of busload of kids up here. Are you planning on going anywhere today? And boy, I dashed out of bed, and I told him, I said, you start the buses down the road. And I grabbed my clothes, and Nance hopped in behind the drivers, and I shaved on the way down and dressed in the car and got down there, and we had a wonderful time at WSU Band Day. And I think we went probably for the next 10 years to WSU Band Day.